It's Friday afternoon, and next up on Downtown, it's time to talk food and restaurants and, well, just general awesomeness. It's Shut Up and Eat, as we say hello to Joe Riccio from Down East Magazine and Dispatch Magazine. Joe, how's your Friday going?
It is going delightfully. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Warmer weather. I told you last week, winter was done. We've put it behind us.
We're moving on.
Straight ahead.
yeah, it's pretty balmy out, yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. And I thought for this week what we would do is talk about some secrets of the kitchen, some of the things that may be going on back there that the average diner may not know anything about. So let's start with this. Who's got the toughest job back there?
I mean, it's common knowledge. The toughest job is the dishwasher. The dishwasher is literally the backbone of any kitchen. Like, when you have an ineffective dishwasher, it ruins everybody's life. Like, when things back up there, whether you're in the front of the house or back of the house, it costs everybody time and effort. And that's why I'm not a big fan of the front of the house guy as far as, like, the whole trend of tipping out the kitchen now. But I don't mind tipping out a dishwasher because I just think they, you know, that's a hard job. They deserve it, and they're very important.
All right, regardless of title, who's the boss? Who's really in charge in a, let's say, in a highly functioning kitchen?
Yeah, probably whoever's sleeping with a chef. Whatever female server is sleeping with a chef is usually in charge, whether you know it or not.
See, that's why we call it Secrets of the Kitchen right there.
That's right.
Which, and that may actually answer the next question already. So what's something the average diner might not know that goes on in a lot of kitchens?
Well, I think that everybody has that preconceived notion about things like spitting in food and picking up food off the floor and serving it. That doesn't actually happen. I just want to say that. Like, that's all a myth created by TV and whatever. What most people don't know is that pretty much it's a constant struggle back there between the front and the back of the house, usually. It's a power struggle. And like I said, there are a lot of quote-unquote relations between people. And, you know, like you got the bartender who's bringing all the chef's drinks and things like that, and he's getting preferential treatment. And, you know, there's a lot of things that basically customers don't need to know because it's not going to affect their dining experience either way. Like, that's pretty much the long and short of it. It's like all the things you don't know for a reason.
Now, obviously, we get chefs who sometimes can be divas. Are there wait staff? Are there servers that also can be divas and expect even the people in the kitchen to bow to them?
Well, you're talking to one.
Yes.
I'm the ultimate diva.
Like, I love
it. I literally expect the world to revolve around me at all times and take it as a personal offense when I don't get preferential treatment. And this is a personality you will find often in restaurants. And you just kind of got to own it, you know? You got to roll with it. And then, you know, the funny thing is, the more you own this personality, the more you get whatever you want. It's amazing. People just break. They give you what you want, and you can't even believe it yourself.
All right, so when you get that that annoying customer, the high-maintenance customer who wants, you know, things on the side and substitutions and changes and things left out, who gets more annoyed by that, the server or the folks in the kitchen?
Kitchen, definitely. And the server, the only reason servers get annoyed with your modifications is because they have to be the bearer of bad news to the kitchen. Like, I mean, really, because why it doesn't affect our life, like, I don't care what you want or don't want on your food. That's great. But you have to deal with the inevitable attitude from somebody who places way too much importance on their menu and the quality of their food. So, and that's the worst part. So you get angry with the customer because you're like, wow, you're forcing. Now I have to go deal with the kitchen because of you.
What's the best part? If you're in the kitchen, if you're working there, whatever job you've got in the kitchen, what's the best part of that?
I don't know, going home. people are like, oh, you love to cook. You must have worked in a restaurant. I'm like, no, because I like to make a dish once, not 100 times in the night. Mm. And yeah, they work rough hours. There's not any windows. It's hot. It's fast. kitchen work is brutal. I mean, my hat's always off to those guys. Like, I can't think of anything good, personally, about working in the kitchen, because if you like to cook, I think the best part is the cooking at home, you know? It's grunt work, most of it, you know? I mean, you see on TV, they glamorize it, and it's not what it's like at all. The hours are long, the pay is way short of the front of the house, which I don't think the front of the house should be penalized for, by the way, because it's just everybody has a choice to do one or the other. But, yeah, kitchen work is rugged.
So keep that in mind. If you're out dining this weekend somewhere, remember the folks out there, but give your big tip to the diva like Joe.
That's right. I'll collect the money. They can work. And I'll go spend the money on drinks on another bartender after.
That sounds perfect. Hey, Joe, as always, we thank you for joining us. You have yourself a great weekend, and we'll do it again next Friday.
All right, you as well.